7:07 p.m. We're back on the record after a brief executive session to discuss legal issues and land issues. So with that, we're going to recall up our applicants. Item F, to hear what you have to present to us.
Well, I didn't know if there was something you wanted to offer or suggest to us before I get started, but otherwise...
We don't have any particularly a suggestion. I think we just sort of wanted to talk through our options tonight.
Very simply, having some time to out there to talk right now, the park is open right now. All right, and I guess we're sort of building on where this conversation was going. The thought would be if it was acceptable to the board, all right, that we would do a study, but we could get new counts now, realizing all we get is PM counts. We're not going to get good AM counts, but we get good PM counts now. And we basically would take a preliminary plan approval tonight, defer the final, and in the meantime, go out there and do the counts on to the Main Street intersection right there we're talking about. Realizing it'd be strictly be PM counts that we're going to be able to get good data on, but at least we could give you some numbers and we could do analysis based upon that, if that would be acceptable to the board.
Before I answer that question, whether it's acceptable to the board, thank you for going back out there and working this through. So for my edification, and I'll ask Matt, since you're a township engineer, Matt, if it was a traffic study at the intersection of May and Hershey Park Drive, is that enough? Does it have to also study the lower driveway or anything like that, or is the traffic study at the bottom fine?
We're going to want to look at like the holistic view of it. So I want to get in with Eric and make sure that all the movements are considered. And then I think we're still going to do the factors for the... Because we want to look at the AM too, since we're thinking that the Starbucks might generate more traffic in the AM. If we only have PM counts available from 2018...
No. We're saying we'd go out and count right now and get you current PM counts. We're not going to get good AM numbers right now because of course things are moving as much in the morning, but we can get you good current numbers for the PM.
Yeah, so I think we're going to do some factor adjustments to try and get anticipate what those AM are going to be, too.
I know Mr. Creasy is uncomfortable, but it is an art form, and I do think that if you had an AM count, even though it's based on what we'll agree is reduced traffic volume at AM in this off-peak season for the park...
But the park is open, so at least we do get some. But yeah,
The thing that hit me when you looked at my face, the park isn't open now, even in the summer until 10 or 11.
Yeah.
So it's not really even open during what you would consider the typical AM count, like anywhere you would do it is 6 to 9.
Right.
So
then maybe it would be accurate. It wouldn't make a difference.
We've got to have this discussion I'd have with the engineer, but just into my head, that's the park doesn't the way it when it was open at 9 and the hour early at 8, you're just catching the end of the AM peak hour at 4, and now it's not even open then, so you're not even really dealing with the AM is your commuter. The AM peak is your commuter traffic. So,
and we're trying to make sure it's reasonable here, and that's why since the park is open right now during the holiday times. We can plan to do the counts now and get some current numbers to work with. As far as the location, because we're just barely over that threshold, I would assume that it'd be strictly the intersection of Hershey Park Drive and May Avenue and our lower driveway would be the primary areas to be studying.
Well, I'd want to not commit anything until we review that with our traffic guys to make sure they agreed with that assessment. But as always, we always work with the developer's engineer and their traffic engineers to make sure that we're looking at the proper amount. So it's tough for me to commit to that tonight without those guys.
I mean, we can make a motion to grant preliminary approval and defer action on a final approval subject to the completion of a traffic study as agreed upon between our township engineer and...
I'm trying to keep this thing going in July. That's why I'm trying to look a way to work with the board on this right here.
And we don't want to force you into July. No.
It's fully understood.
The data would really, your analysis would be a benefit to all of us. And even if it's not perfect, right now we have zero.
I'm glad you look at it as a benefit. And I have no problem working out the HRG. work with them forever and ever and ever. We'll get it figured out.
So is that?
Yeah.
Fine, because I think otherwise I can go ahead and construct a motion.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask my solicitor, Mr. Auditor, to make sure that I characterize it correctly, and Matt, if I don't word it correctly, you correct me, then we'll have a second and we'll go ahead and vote on it. But I think it sounds like what you're proposing.
Yeah, and we're trying to work with the board on this one here, trying to find a way that we don't have to go to July and give you something that provides you some good factual information and yet allows us to keep the project at a reasonable pace, maybe slower a little bit, but still at a reasonable pace.
That's it. I think, okay, so I accept your recommendation. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that we preliminarily approve the plan subject to and defer final action on the final plan subject to the completion of a traffic study as agreed upon between our township engineer and your engineering team for the developer.
And subject to compliance with the November 29th, 2022 memo from the Director of Community Development, with the waivers contained therein, with the exception of number 12, which is the traffic impact study.
That's my full motion.
May I ask one question? But it would be a modified traffic study. So obviously, it would be a traffic study as agreed to here, as agreed to by
I don't want to use the term modified.
Okay.
I want.
Yep. Okay.
It's important for us that the township engineer is satisfied. Yep.
Follow along, Will. I'd also like conditions one. Do you have my staff comments?
Yes.
I'd like conditions 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 11, 16, and 17.
10, 11,
from,
16,
from,
17?
From my report.
And Chuck, I'm going to ask you, we're able those numbers, so I get a circle, and I don't know what to
do. Do you have a copy of my staff comments?
Yeah.
You should.
You sent it to me.
Staff comments?
Yes.
Okay, they may not be identical.
No, okay.
Okay. 1, 4. Okay. The applicant shall reimburse the township. The applicant shall identify the condition of property monuments and markers. The applicant shall revise sheet C1 of the plan to remove the waiver and also for the waiver of the traffic study for item 5. That the applicant shall comply with or otherwise satisfy the comments of the township engineer's letter. The applicant shall comply with or otherwise satisfy the comments in the DTMA review letter. Dated November 2nd, 2022, the applicant shall provide the completed MS4 post-construction stormwater BMP inventory form. The applicant shall provide a CD of the preliminary plan. The applicant shall comply with all outside agency requirements, and the applicant shall record the plan since we record preliminary plans. Will, does any action need taken on the final plan portion of this plan?
Today? You mean today?
Yes.
Really, they're requesting an accommodation to take preliminary and final. Default is preliminary. Unless there is a waiver in your subdivision ordinance that requires preliminary be considered at one time.
Just so you know, in Derry Township, we don't do waivers of preliminary plan. We process it as a preliminary final. The applicant pays the fees for preliminary plan, pays the fees for final plan, any waivers and the like. They're citing the sections of the preliminary plan as well as the final plan. That's why I'm thinking something needs to happen with the final plan section part of this plan.
So they are, basically we're just requiring them to come back with a final plan. I mean, I don't think the default is what state law is, and that's that there's a preliminary plan and a final plan, that you don't submit them.
Right, but this was accepted and processed as a preliminary final.
Okay, well then, so how do you accept, I just need to understand that process for you from the subdivision.
Sure.
So, board never accepted it. Accepted as preliminary final, right?
Absolutely.
So, I think
I'm saying yes, they did.
But they never granted preliminary final. I mean, how does that process? What do you mean they accepted it as preliminary final?
So, for the last 30 years, Derry Township has, in cases like this, processed a preliminary final plan, having the applicant pay fees for both, reviewing it under both sections of the ordinance as a combined plan without a waiver, because they're processing a preliminary plan and they're processing a final plan and they're combined.
Okay.
So now that you're trying to uncouple them,
right,
I feel like some action should be taken on the final plan.
Right. I think we are not accepting it as a preliminary final. We're not offering a preliminary final.
So you're denying the final plan petition?
We're not denying. We're just granting preliminary plan tonight. And then within the time for review, they will have a decision on their final plan. And I think in the interim, the expectation is that a traffic study be performed, and that will give the board a better idea of what they're...
I just don't want to end up in a position where the final plan is deemed approved because of time.
Well, it's going to be within 90 days anyway, okay. So I don't think we're going to hit a deemed approval date as long as they're comfortable submitting their final plan before their 90-day runs out or before the extension runs out.
We'll be at this diligently, and I mean, obviously, we're not going to be sitting here trying to put the board or anybody in an unusual situation.
I assume that you want to do this as quickly as possible. I don't anticipate running into a deemed approval if we uncouple.
As a fail-safe, how about if we also request an extension of the final plan approval until July 1?
I think we can request one. I don't know if it's got to be granted in writing. I don't know if...
I mean, July 1, or how about something?
Right now, the way that this plan sits, as I understand it anyway, February 14th, if no action is taken by the board on the final plan segment of this plan, it would be deemed approved.
Right, and I think we need to grant you an extension until such time. So somebody needs, after we submit a traffic study, would that be a reasonable?
Here's what happens. If we get to the end of January and you haven't granted us an extension, you're going to get a decision. And if we have a traffic study that's incomplete, then you're going to end up with a denial at the end of January rather than...
So,
you know, just taking an extension.
Would it be a broad extension of 30 or 60 days after receipt of the traffic study?
I think 60 days after the receipt of the traffic study, because you may need to make...
I'm good with that, yes. We'll work with you on that tomorrow.
Okay. I'm trying to work with you on that one.
Sure. Thank you. I'm sorry, we've just never uncoupled one. I'm trying to figure it out over here as well.
So here's what I think you need to do.
Wasn't the middle of it.
If you need to restate the motion,
the beginning of the year.
I will restate the part that I made that I understand. And Will's going to restate the piece that he did, and then Chuck is going to restate his, not reading out all of the items, just identify the letters, you know, the items from your staff comments, that you did, the way you did it the first time, Chuck. You said,
yep.
1, 2, 3, okay. And then... except that my part of the motion will include approval of the preliminary plan, deferring action on the final plan for a period of 60 days following submission of a traffic study.
Yep.
Okay? Is everybody clear on that? I'm barely clear on it, but I just want to make sure everybody's clear. Okay. So I'm going to go, then Will's going to go, then you're going to go, Chuck. That will be the motion. And then Natalie is going to second the motion. She's going to repeat it all. No, she's just going to second the motion. We're going to go. So I'm going to restate my motion. And I make a motion that we approve the preliminary plan, the preliminary land development and stormwater management site plan for Hershey Square proposed out parcel development, plat 1353, and defer action on the final plan pending... for a period of 60 days following the submission of a traffic study that is agreed upon between the township engineer and the engineers for the developer.
Subject to compliance with the November 29, 2022 memorandum from the Director of Community Development and the waivers contained therein, with the exception of number 12. Mr. Hamburg.
And conditioned upon items 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 11, 16, and 17 of my staff comments adjusted accordingly to the preliminary plan.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, Motion made and motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any questions or discussion?
So you're approving the preliminary plan and all the waivers except for 12? Okay. Okay.
All right, any other questions? All those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes.
Thank you.
I was afraid you were going to miss something.
Thank you for working with us, and please understand, I have a habit of getting projects that seem to have some odd situations and odd arrangements.
Listen, you brought the battle to Mr. Greasy. I'm sorry, make up on him. Mr. Greasy.
I've been called worse.
So we've been working together for years.
Well, thank you, all of you on your team, for working with us on this evening. I know it was a long period of time, but we just want to get it right, and I know you guys want to get it right, so we appreciate it.
And I appreciate you don't mind my questions I ask, because, again, I've been through this enough. I want to make sure we're all open with our questions and we don't leave here with wrong impressions. Okay, thank you.
That's wise. Thank you.
Thank you for the discussion.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Take us to the next item on the agenda, which is Supervisor Board of Committee Reports. Mr. Hewitt, Board of Committee Report.
I have no reports, and as this is the last board meeting for the year, 2022, I want to thank all the department heads. It's been a great job all year long. I want to wish everybody here Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I'll see you
at the
end of January, I guess. That's the next board meeting.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Corrado, Board of Committee Report?
No committee report. Thank you.
Mrs. Nutt?
No committees to report.
I have no report this evening. Thank you.
I also have no report for this evening's meeting. And that will bring us to departmental reports. We start with the Chief, the Police Department.
Just want to thank the chairman for helping us out with the swearing-in tonight and for everybody else's indulgence during that. I was hoping that would be the swearing-in that would bring us the full complement, but we had a recent retirement, so we're back in search of another officer, hopefully to hire in 2023. But we have two officers that will be graduating the academy on the 12th. Of December. Looking forward to get them into the field training program and eventually getting them out on the street as well. So thank you for your assistance tonight.
All right, thank you, Chief. Mr. Sassaman.
All right, thank you. Again, I want to just say thank you from the fire department for a great year. And the fun part is that starting this Saturday, Santa will be in town. So he will be here Saturday, he will be here Sunday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday throughout the town. You can follow us again on our Blimps tracking app and also on Twitter.
Thank you. That's great news. Mr. Clark, Public Works.
I don't really have anything tonight.
All right. Allison, I'm going to use your new last name. Do I pronounce it Jacobine?
Jacobine.
Jacobine.
Yeah.
Very good. Mrs. Jacobine, do you have a report from the library?
I do, and it's a big one. So I am delighted to announce tonight that the Hershey Public Library is now fine-free. Regular fines have been eliminated on most items. This is a step being taken by many large libraries around the country, and we're really proud here at the Hershey Library to remove this potential barrier to library service so all Derry Township residents have free access to the library. Libraries are here to support and improve their communities. We look forward to welcoming back people who may have stayed away because of fines. And I'd like to extend a special thanks to the Library Board, which does include Supervisor Abruzzo and Supervisor Nutt, for voting to approve this policy change.
Thank you very much, Allison. And that is an important issue. We want to make sure that the library is accessible to all residents in our community. We've determined that over the years, the assessment of fines, it really doesn't have much of a change. It doesn't really change behavior in terms of people returning items, but what it does do is
I think it prevents people from coming to the library, in fact. So we want to make sure that the library services are fully accessible to the to our community, and this is a step in that direction. And thank you for your leadership on that issue. Amy, Ms. Walker is filling in for Mr. Jackson for Parks and Rec. You probably, Zach owes you some credits. I'm not sure what it is, but welcome to the meeting, and do you have a Parks and Recreation report?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do. So we have, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you can read, pull that.
A little closer.
Or down even.
Down.
Yep.
Okay. So at the Derry Township Community Center this Friday, we have Santa's Holiday Swim Fest, so that will be from 5:30 to 7:30. We have pre-registration for that, and about 80 spaces filled up, so we're pretty excited to hold the event. And then the other news I have is we're now advertising our holiday hours for Christmas and New Year's. So Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, open 8 to 12, and then Christmas Day, New Year's Day will be closed.
I'm only smiling because I know Mr. Corrado was smiling at me thinking I was going to dress up like Santa Claus and jump in the pool. And that's not true. I'm not going to do that. But thank you for that report. Again, things seem to be going very well at the community center. Thanks to the staff there. It really is, you guys are doing a terrific job running it very professionally. I do want to point out the folks that man the front desk do a terrific job. They really do. They're very pleasant, they're very efficient, and very helpful. I'm quite certain they do not know who I am, so they're not trying to help me differently than it helps somebody else, but I also see how they help others that come to the desk, and really, credit to the team there. They're doing a terrific job, so thank you.
Yeah, I'll definitely pass that along to them. We're very proud of everything they've been doing.
Thank you. Mr. Bonanno, Township Engineer.
Nothing further.
Nothing further. You mean just nothing? Thank you, Matt. Mr. Ember, Community Development.
I dug into the no parking in Walton Spring Hills, and I don't see why that can't wait till next year.
I'm not even sure I know what that issue is.
But at the last meeting, when the police were adding no parking signs to Walton Spring Hills, I was asked to look in to see what the original plan showed.
I see.
I have a report, but it will wait.
An excellent use of discretion. Thank you, Mr. Mr. Crispin, Township Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to note that, as Mr. Zamuda pointed out, our 12:20 meeting has been canceled for the year, so this is the last official business meeting of the Board of Supervisors for 2022. Just want to wish the board and the staff a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you back here for reorg on January 3rd. 3rd, 4th, somewhere. 3rd. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you also, Mr. Crispin, for that report. Thank you for another great year. Thank you for a terrific budget. Also, thank you to all the department heads for doing a great job of keeping your team safe and making sure that they're able to come to work every day and do the great job they do for our residents. We wish you all, we all wish you happy holidays and a happy new year. And, with that, we will open the floor for visitor public comment.
I'm glad I came wrong. Just in relation to the discussion about the intersection, 2018, they made some changes to the intersection there. And that was, I believe, the traffic study they were referring to. But since that time, we've had major accidents after the improvement. We had a person killed there. Now, to do a traffic study, I could do it tomorrow for you and charge you $10. All I have to do is sit up in the parking lot and look at all the cars in the parking lot. When Kmart was there, if you went three parking lanes past the entrance, the rest of that parking lot was empty. Go today. When I go up to, TJ Maxx, I have to park way down at the end and walk up. So right there tells you there's an increase in flow of traffic. The other part of the problem we have with the improvement at the intersection is if you go to Bob Evans and you think you're going to come out and turn left, forget it. Go ahead to Hummelstown, because you can't get out, the traffic stacks that far back. And the other thing, when the two lanes that are turning left you go to Hershey Park Drive. If you're sitting, I guess it's called Main Street, coming out of the market, you don't know if the guy in the second lane is going to hit you or not. Because is he following the white lines? If he does, you're in worse shape, excuse the term. Because he'll take you out of time. So it's one lane coming this way, and you got two lanes coming at you, and you don't know if the guy in the middle is in the right spot. Because you can't follow those lines that well. It's worse than what it was. And her comment about made me think of eat a hamburger on Tuesday and I'll pay you 3 years from now three times as much. So, and I don't see that turning into a six-lane highway anytime soon. But again, like I say, you just try to drive up there right now with the addition of all the stores since 2018. There's definitely an increase in traffic.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Thank Gamble. All right, seeing as that, Mr. Gamble, there is no one else from the public present at this time, we will move to the next item, which is adjournment. So is there a motion?
Make a motion for adjournment.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda, seconded by Mrs. Nutt. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?